From your morning podcast to your afternoon playlist, you know you personalize your entire day. That's why State Farm helps you personalize your insurance with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. That's a lot of B's.
Yeah.
It offers coverage options that help protect what you care about most at an affordable price just for you. That's important. You want an affordable price.
Yeah, I do want one.
Yeah, if it's too much, well, that's just not going to happen.
No.
State Farm's on it. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices vary by state. I'm lowering my voice.
I know.
Options selected by customer. Availability and eligibility may vary. Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend is sponsored by ADT. Now ADT professionally installs Google Nest products so your home is safe and smart. Google Nest cams can tell the difference between a person, an animal, and a vehicle.
Mm.
Or with Nest Doorbell, even a package. I can't tell the difference between those things. That's incredible. And with Nest Aware as part of your monthly ADT service, you get 30 days of event video history. Plus, when every second counts, you can trust ADT's 24/7 professional monitoring. Go to ADT.com today or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. Google, Nest Cam, Nest Doorbell, and Nest Aware are trademarks of Google LLC. Hello, this is Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend. Deep Dive with Dana Carvey. Hey, Dana.
Glad to be here, Conan.
It's a six-part mini-series where I, Conan O'Brien, along with occasional help from my assistant, Sonam Avsesian.
Hi.
And my producer, Matt Gourley.
Hi.
Go deep into the weeds with one of my favorite comedians and friends, Dana Carvey. Enjoy.
Fall is here, hear the yell, back to school, ring the bell. Brand new shoes, walking blues, climb the fence, books and pens. I can tell that we are gonna be friends. Yes, I can tell that we are gonna be friends.
Well, I'm a happy little boy, because once again, I'm sitting with one of my favorite people of all time, Dana Carvey, and we are going to shoot six, call them mini episodes, if you will. Special. If I had my choice, it would be 75 mega episodes,
but apparently Dana's a little too busy.
Well, look at what we got ourselves here.
Oh my God.
We got ourselves a talk show man. That's what your plan is? You in a talk show man?
Who is
that? I just love doing that.
Who is that guy?
I wanted to start.
Who is that guy?
It's the asshole in the Western movies at the bar, and he says, well, look at what we got ourselves here. We got ourselves a talk show man. You gonna talk show man? Is that your plan? You gonna talk like a talk show man? So the funny part is you keep going with,
yes,
talk a show man.
And so what happens is, this is a Western where a talk show host is sitting at the bar, and a dusty cowboy with two six shooters on each hip.
Yeah.
Comes in, wipes the dust of the trail off of himself, sees the talk show host, myself or Regis Philbin.
It's a little bit of Regis.
Yeah, and then comes up to me and goes like, Yes, and what do...
You can do it with any occupation.
Wow, Sonia, what we got? We all got ourselves an assistance here. Woo-wee, is that your plan? You're going to assist? You're going to make life easier for Conan? Is that your plan? Assistance woman? It works with everybody.
Does it work with Matt Gourley, the podcast producer?
Oh, looky what we got ourselves here. We got ourselves a podcast producer.
You going to produce a podcast? Yeah. Is that your plan? Podcast man, he going to find a podcast and he going to produce it up. Ain't your podcast man? So it works with everyone.
I don't want no trouble.
Oh, well, looky what we got ourselves here. He wants no trouble, mister. That your plan? To get no trouble? You're a trouble, mister. Man, no trouble in your life. Is that your plan, Mr. Trouble Man?
I've noticed in the short time you've been here, you don't seem to be going for your gun at all. You just keep repeating stuff. So I think I'm relatively safe. You're not as menacing as I thought.
I don't pack heat. I humiliate. And then I leave.
So he doesn't ever shoot anybody, this guy.
Everything that delights me is just about me, my brand as being he's a nice guy. What a nice guy. And all my characters are just aggressive.
Okay.
This one. So long, Spotify. Farewell, pod.
save America, whatever it is. There's a new sheriff in town. Conoco.
Conoco Productions.
Conoco Productions. So that's another, like, aggressive, you could get up on anyone with that. For people who are listening and have trouble with relationships at any time, just so you don't want to date me again. That's all right.
Now, you bring up something really fascinating because you are, Dana, I'm just telling the viewer for a second, because some people do view these by just staring at their.
You did say that we were shooting six episodes
you
of this,
did.
By the way.
Well, sorry, I've been in television for 78 years, and I just got hornswaggled into this, into this medium mere months ago.
You can't see us, but you can hear us. It sounds like he's going to blow up a bridge or something.
But you bring up
devious.
Something something that is I want to talk about, which is aggression and anger. Obviously, a big part of comedy. You are such a nice person. Dana is such a nice guy. But at the same time, and I think we have this in common, we're both, I think, nice people. But we're constantly fantasizing about what's the worst thing we could do. What is the worst way we could behave? And I did this the other day. I did an event at UCLA, and it was Mrs. Obama. And my job was to introduce Mrs. Obama. And these really nervous writers came up to me, and they were saying, Conan, you're going to introduce Mrs. Obama. And I immediately said, okay, here's what I want to do. And this is minutes before I'm supposed to do it in front of 10,000 kids. I'm like, this is what I want to do. Okay, can you guys get me the Black Eyed Peas song, Tonight's Gonna Be a Good Night? And Sony, you were there.
Yes.
And they were like,
wow.
And they were like,
that's
what?
Gutsy.
And I'm like, I want to go out there and I want to say, hey guys, you young kids, a lot of you think I'm irrelevant. And I'm an old guy, but I'm not, because I know what's going on now. Drop it! And then I wanted that song to play, and I wanted to start dancing to Tonight's Gonna Be a Good Night. And then I wanted to start yelling off stage, Mrs. Obama, get out here! Get out here! And of course, she wouldn't come out, because she'd be a fool to. And I'm dancing like an idiot, and then I wanted to go, what the fuck? What the fuck's wrong? Come on! And I thought... And I just was like, I love thinking of ways to destroy my career.
That's not what you should do. That's not a good idea. Michelle's got a particular way she likes to be introduced.
But Mr. Obama, what I want to do is play the Black Eyed Peas song, Tonight's Gonna Be a Good Night. And I want to start dancing, and then I want to try and force Mrs. Obama to come out and dance with me and say, Mazel Tov, and L'chaim.
We can get back. Here's what I want to do. Obama, Michelle and Brock have a deal at Netflix. They are movie and TV producers.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
How hip would it get to go in there and just pitch something to them? You know, Obama's there. He's like, well, before you begin, Dana, I'm kind of new to the whole movie thing. I got a bit of an idea. And I don't know if anyone's done it. It's about a little cute alien comes down to Earth, a friend's a little girl. Then the spaceship leaves, it can't get home. It's got to call home. I think that's E.T. by Spielberg. Oh, fuck me. Michelle, what do you got? So you can go on and on with that.
So okay, so people were coming in.
But the whole fun of it is, fuck me. Michelle, what do you got? It's a show about a wizard that goes to a school. That's Harry Potter. Fuck me. Michelle, what do you got? That, I want that to be a t-shirt. Is that wrong? Is it aggressive?
Am I
on Predator Island?
Oh. What I love, is that you can, it's comedy as a way to escape being nice and correct and just these kind of riffs where, okay, you are Barack Obama, you've got a really beautiful office at Netflix, okay? You've got, you're a little casually dressed because you've been, out of the office now, presidency, you're enjoying life, you've got this big Netflix deal and now you're taking meetings and, Conan O'Brien comes in to maybe help out. So I've come in and you are Barack Obama.
That's right. Welcome.
Mr. President, it's an honor to be here and I'm excited that you're working at Netflix.
That's good stuff. I love what you're saying. What's the idea that you've got?
I don't know, an idea about a young man that comes to America, from another part of the world, and he's confused about American society.
Can I get a cup of coffee? I'm already asleep. That's not a good idea. That's not what you ought to be doing.
Okay.
That's the way I talk, and I don't know why. Okay. I just lit up the end of the sentence.
So you didn't like that idea. What about this? What about a game show where couples have to try and complete each other's sentence? Do you like that? And then
Sonora, what is that show?
I don't
married.
I,
Newlywed game.
Newlywed.
Oh.
The Newlywed game. Obama, the tone of Obama, for me being an impressionist, right. Just the calming tone of him, where it was just, we're going to be good. Things are going to be all right. And he would just point out stuff and call globally and make you feel better about it. Like that, he just pointed, that's not what they ought to be doing. That's not in the interest of Russia to go into a country like that. And then the press would go, what are you going to do? And goes, not a thing. Because Trump.
Yes, it's a nice contrast.
At 300 pounds, cover, you know, the orange. I mean, what? Where does he? He's fighting the whole world all day long. Sanctions, fuck you, terrorists, crooked Hillary. What? It's just such a crazy. Can I do my favorite new Trump rhythm?
Yeah.
This is the one I like because Trump has so many sub-rhythms and weird, crazy things. But I like it when he's impatient with us not knowing how brilliant he is. Mm-hmm. I know how to make deals. I make a lot of deals. I can make deals. I know how to make deals. I can make a lot of deals. That's what I do. I make a deal. It's getting there. I mean, he can work one word for 3 minutes and somehow it works. You're going to be happy. Happy, like, excuse me, many people are saying... Happy like you wouldn't believe. Happy you said. People say, you're going to be happy. You're going to be happy. Happy like you wouldn't believe. Happy.
And 7 minutes goes by and nothing has been said. You know what I noticed?
He's a fascinating character.
You should add this in. He does this. You've probably noticed this. I was listening to him on the radio yesterday. He takes in air rapidly through his nose when he talks. He goes.
Yes. There was rumors he did coke because of that early on.
Yeah, and I don't think that's it.
No,
I think that
it's nasal.
He takes an inhalation and then he does what you're doing.
Gotta go. Yeah.
Yeah, and then he takes an inhale as if he's a whale coming up to the surface and has to grab as much as he can before he goes back down to talk for an hour.
Well, the one thing that's kind of interesting is like Obama also could sing, which was amazing, I think, for,
right,
you know.
Right.
Amazing grace. You know, and he was could sing really well. We never had a singing, what, maybe Nixon? My darling, Clinton. But I always thought it'd be great if Trump got up there with a mic, the inaugural, whatever, parade, you know. No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man behind orange comb over. Did I do that on your show? I think I did.
I don't remember.
Does it matter?
Does it matter? We just put it out there,
I'm not
going
to edit, man.
Yeah.
I'm just here. I'm just me. I'm just real. Feel me. Touch me, man.
You know, did Monet say, hey, did I paint that lily already? Mm-hmm. You know? Sona, where else can you go surfing and skiing the same day, huh?
I don't know.
Or check out a world-class art museum and then camp at a dark sky sanctuary that night, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, where else can you hike through redwoods and then get a luxury spa treatment?
Where?
Well, you live there. California. California, Sona. No matter where
California.
You go across the state, you'll find a way to play. I'm a California resident, so Sona, you are a lifelong California resident.
I'm a lifer. I love this place.
This is a beautiful state. Gorgeous. So many different, wonderful ecosystems in one state. You can hang out by a Palm Springs pool. You know, you can go whale watching. You can go hiking in Yosemite. And then talk about the great cities in California. You get all this amazing food, sushi, whatever you want. They got it in California. Hey, if you can't find it in California, man, you got a problem.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have done that. I made that up on my own. Anyway, I love California. Discover why California is the ultimate playground. Head to visitcalifornia.com to start planning your trip today. Sona, what would you do with $100 billion? Seriously.
Oh, I would buy a country.
Okay. I would buy just a ton of yachts and private jets, and I would duct tape them all together and then just have it go in a circle in the Pacific Ocean.
What?
Yeah. I don't know, just to be a total jerk. Anyway, there is a correct answer.
Oh.
And it's build incredible cities in fantastical locations while competing with your friends to be the biggest tycoon in the world. What do you think of that answer?
That's better than mine.
Yep, and mine, which you can do with Monopoly Go, the hit mobile game that's so much fun, it's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's the fun of classic Monopoly on the go, anytime, anywhere. Endless new surprises like tons of boards and crazy minigames. You can team up with your chums on community chess and tournaments to get big money. Or you can go after their fortune-changing rent on your properties or even pulling a bank heist on them. So much fun. It's incredible. So start building up your billions today. Go download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play. You know, it's incredible to have the flexibility to work in all sorts of places, whether it's taking video calls from the park or emailing large files while you're grocery shopping. Sona, this is good for you.
Is it?
Because you're always doing whatever work you do for me from fun locations.
But I like blaming it on not having reception.
I know, but you can't do that here. Working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network, which is why you should check out T-Mobile, Sona.
Okay.
Then you got no excuses. They're America's largest and fastest 5G network. With T-Mobile, you'll be covered in more places with the 5G speed you need for your life on the go. Plus, they also cover more highway miles with 5G than anybody else. Check it out if you don't believe me. Hey, Blay, you've got T-Mobile, right?
I do. I was actually just up in the woods in Idlewild. It was fantastic for the weekend, and my T-Mobile didn't miss it. My T-Mobile phone didn't miss it.
You know, I wouldn't think you'd need a cell phone because you speak so loudly into a microphone.
Well, I had to look some stuff up.
Just take it down.
I didn't know when brunch was.
I can hear him.
When the restaurant's open for brunch.
Okay.
So I used my T-Mobile coverage to check
terrific,
out brunch.
Blay. That's all right. Anyway, wherever you are, you know, take it from the loud-speaking Blay. If you're on the go, you want to be in the know, you want to make the show.
What?
T-Mobile.
Okay.
That's the one for you.
That was
I should
weird.
Have rhymed it with go. Anyway, find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today. Coverage not available in some areas. Fastest based on median overall combined 5G speeds, according to analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence Data Q3 2023. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com. Better work presentations are possible. They're called Canva presentations. You can supercharge your work decks with Canva presentations. Sounds like I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Just start with a prompt and Canva presentations will generate captivating slides in seconds, or with a stunning template and add images, graphics, charts, and data visualizations from their massive media library. You save time and you wow your audience.
Mm-hmm.
I have never made one of these presentations and I never will, but there's a reason why Canva is used by 90% of the Fortune 500 companies. 90%!
That's a lot of percent.
Yeah, let's get it to 100%, guys. Come on. Nail your next work presentation with Canva presentations by heading to canva.com. Designed for work. Hey, was that a little bit of a Dennis Miller there?
A little bit of Dennis Miller, okay? My IQ goes up when I do Dennis.
Dennis has some of the
just
best
give me a subject.
References, you know? He just, football.
Or the
know?
Way he'll say things. Like, surprise me, see if I can do it. Any topic.
Okay, talk about the Mueller report.
Christ sakes, okay? The FBI guy, the Elliot Ness dude, comes out with the bombshell, okay? Everybody's going hyperbolic, Pelosi blowing a gasket, okay? Let's bring the bar cat out. He's not beat up enough, all right? That's an old 68 right there, okay? Let's hang him up in the town square, okay? King, king.
You know, I told you, I may have said this, but I was watching.
He's brilliant.
He saw me once. I worked with him on Saturday Night Live.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he misunderstood once because he could sometimes come across as kind of menacing back
in
the
day.
Oh,
yeah, definitely.
And so I kind of just stayed out of his way. And I was over at the craft services table on Saturday Night Live. And I just said something. People were talking. And Dennis mm-hmm. said something. And then I said something. And I think Dennis misunderstood and thought that I had maybe made a little insult or a crack
yeah.
or something.
Mm-hmm.
And Dennis just went, this is 1988. And he went, oh. So Combsy took a little shot at Den-Den. He went, oh, so Combsy took a little shot at Den-Den. And I went, what? And he's like, okay, Combsy going after Den-Den. Well, here it goes. And then I remembered thinking, shit, he's pissed at me now. And I think he thought that I had gone after him in some way.
Well, he would go in. I don't know if you were there. He'd go in like we had the best junior varsity. There was a room. There was a holding room where Farley, Spade, Tim Meadows, you know, Sandler, they'd all be in there. And they'd love it when Dennis would come in and just rip each of them before he'd leave. He'd be leaving like at 5 o'clock, you know. Finally, they're not buying the fat kid thing, okay? Then you go to Spade. Carvey's already got that one nailed, okay? Kinky. Then Sandler. Nobody's buying this. Cup of God. Nobody's buying that, okay, babe? And they loved it.
They just, they loved getting torn apart. I remember his references would get, the more obscure, I thought, the funnier they were. I was listening to him do Monday Night Football once. And someone was getting their ankle, a player was getting his ankle taped on the sidelines.
Mm-hmm.
And Al Michaels or something said, wow, they're really going to town on his ankle. Looks like he really hurt it. And Dennis went, I haven't seen that much rapping since Christo did the Pont Neuf. And I was like, what? Christo, the artist who raps things with giant, had done an exhibition once around the Pont Neuf where he took giant rappings. And so you're just a guy at home eating a sandwich watching Monday Night Football or Sunday Night, whatever it was. And he's just like, I haven't seen that much rapping since Christo did the Pont Neuf. And I lost it. I just thought, this is fantastic. I'm sure so many football people right now are furious because they don't know what's going on.
One of my favorites was, Christ's sakes, I haven't seen choreography like that since the Lee Harvey Oswald prison transfer. That's like kind of a classic, somewhat accessible.
Yeah.
That was horrible choreography.
Yeah, he used to do the warm-up at SNL when I was there. And he had a really good act.
Yeah.
But one of his things was he had it memorized and he would go out and say it as fast as he could. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
He would do his warm ups
under a lot of pressure.
So fast. Was it pressure or was it just him saying, screw this, I just want to get this out of the way?
A little bit of both.
It was like a record played at double speed.
Yeah.
Literally that fast. Yeah. It was like, well, so anyway, it sounds more like Manson got an onion up the old bunion, but I got to tell you, this one's right now in Summertown. And you were racing to keep up. You couldn't.
You couldn't. Well, you're lucky my chick's not here, okay? I'm doing kind of a Bing Crosby now with him, I think. And it's going down there like that. But he also has a very high, kind of soft, he's a vulnerable young man.
That's a nice thing for you to say.
Yes.
Call me young man.
Al Gore's got 350 tucked net, you know.
What are you talking about?
Bernie Sanders came out yesterday and said, I check with my accountant. I now officially hate myself. I'm a rich prick. I hate me. I hate me. I'm a greedy rich prick. And
You know, you've always had an eye for the money, Dana.
I'm fascinated what I'm talking with. Like if I'm hanging out with Sandler, I'm fascinated. Am I talking a 350 net, 450 net, 500? I'm talking millions net. What do you want to know who you're talking to?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but it's interesting because when I've talked to you, you get this laser focus, and I'll be talking to you just about my life, and then I'll say, and then you'll just start to, you're staring at me.
Yeah, and I'm
as if you're
probing.
Looking into my soul, and then you'll say, and these are all made up figures, but you'll say like, all right, well, let's see. Okay, this is I'm thinking the TBS deal, you're getting this.
Yeah.
You know? And then you'll go, I think you're getting that. And I think you're getting that net. You're getting that net, okay?
Right.
I'm going to say there's a couple of things you do, a couple of corporates a year. I'm going to give you, I bet you do six. Now, I think they provide the plane and you do
it's
this.
It's like I'm Rain
and,
Man or something.
You know, and
six.
You start doing
definitely
it.
Definitely six.
And then you'll say, no, I know you got the family, you got to take care of them. But then you think about, okay, you got the podcast too. Now, listen, let's just say that those don't make, now you got to split that money, of course, with TBS. That's okay. And I watch you and you just go to town and you are surgical about it. And it feels like you can look at anybody.
It's a tell. It's a tell. For you, it's like you just blink a little longer than normal when I get close to the actual truth. So you bought a house for $27 million. You know, then I can look and see if it was actually higher or lower. So for you, I deconstructed
I didn't
you.
I
you
didn't blink.
I know. With Spade, I was able to discern his net worth in about 20 minutes just by the cat and mouse game. I'm an evil person. Let's see about you guys. No, but I find money
I think we'll be easy, right?
Celebrity net worth.
No, but we've talked about this, that it's fascinating to know how celebrities – There used to be that show, Lifestyle of the Rich and Famous. And
I'm yelling and I don't know why. That was
Robin Leach.
It's an old reference, but it was an Australian man who sounded like he was trapped in a well.
He was Australian?
I think he was Australian.
Definitely Australian.
And he would say things like, look at this palatial palace. And he would talk about
champagne dreams and caviar and whatever.
Yeah, whatever it was. Yeah. But what's far more fascinating is to go through, I'm interested in what people spend. Like, you sometimes you get these little nuggets. It'll come out in a divorce proceeding that Johnny Depp spent something crazy like $10,000 a day on wine.
Wine.
And you think, I don't even know if I had the most expensive wine I could think of and I had it shooting out of hoses. You know, into a giant urinal, I don't think it would reach $10,000 at the end of the day.
I did a movie a long time ago with Nicolas Cage, and he was a kindred spirit. He's always looking at schematics of Porsches and cars, and he had a train, this giant Lionel train in his hotel room that was like 20 feet across, and I like to watch it go. You know, you must have a train. You know, he was just, but he was, him and Johnny, they really spent it. I don't know. Maybe I should spend more. I mean,
I know, there are those people that have a kind of, they want to spend their last dime as they take their last breath.
That was Lovitz, because Lovitz will come out with a Bentley and I go, how could you afford a Bentley? Why did you buy a Bentley? He goes, because I'm going to be dead. That's a direct quote.
I'm going to take my own life in an hour.
You can't take it with you. I don't like things.
No, John Lovitz, no matter what's happening in his career, will always have several cars and really nice leather jackets.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll always have an attractive woman on his arm. And the first thing he'll say to you when you come up to him is, instead of introducing her politely, he'll just look at the girl, look at you and go, jealous?
Yeah.
Jealous? Oh,
jealous. God.
If you give him a compliment, like, yeah, I like that jacket. Jealous?
Yeah, well, he'll do it about anything. Yeah. Oh, that looks like a pretty healthy salad. Jealous? No. I'm happy you're having that salad, but I don't...
John Lovitz is the kind of guy, it took one day to know him and 20 years to believe it. Hello. I mean, where did he come from? He talks like he's from the 40s. Hello, everybody. But I remember when he really tried to work this catchphrase on Saturday Night Live. Do you remember the one, goodbye, everybody, goodbye?
He had...
He wanted another huge national catchphrase. He had the liar,
which was...
That's the ticket.
That's the ticket. And that was a huge national catchphrase.
Yeah.
And everybody was saying, that's the ticket. And it was a giant thing. And he wanted another one. So he kept trying to force it.
Yes.
And he had one that he did. And he kept trying to do it. He would do it in the writer's room. He would do it, constantly pitch it to us. And he'd get angry that we didn't think it was good. And that catchphrase was...
There were two. One was, as Harvey Weinstein, I just want to be loved. Is that so wrong?
Yeah.
That was one. And then it was, goodbye, everybody. Goodbye.
That's the one I remember. I remember the second one.
Yeah.
That was it. That was the whole catchphrase. It was, goodbye, everybody. Goodbye. And you'd think, well, what is that attached to? Well, I don't know. You're the writer. You figure it out. And he'd get mad.
Like a 1940s guy.
Yeah. And
come on.
You're the writer. You figure it out. Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye.
Well, I did a fake one. I don't know if I've told this story before.
Doesn't matter.
The second year of Saturday Night Live, we had a little press conference. And they asked me, do you have any... My second year, in like 87, do you have any new catchphrases? So I made up... my new catchphrase is, I gotta go. And then Jan Hooks was the sidekick, and she was going, and I'm a going with them.
Yes.
So we wrote that sketch, Funny Little Poopy Head, which you know about.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. And you were totally making fun of everybody who was trying to come up with a catchphrase.
Yeah, completely. But then, ironically, I don't know if that's the word. I use that too much, ironically. But it actually started to catch, you know? I gotta go.
And I'm a going with
it. But it was completely made up in the press corps. Like, wow, he's got a, you know, because I've done corporate dates where I said, well, I'll improvise that part. And they go, well, what are your improvs going to be? What?
Can you tell us ahead of time what your improv's going to be?
That's when I say, goodbye, everybody, goodbye.
The Exxon people want to know. You know what I just want to go back to one last time?
Yes.
I love Obama hearing, as a Netflix exec or a guy who now has a Netflix deal, I love him hearing a pitch with Michelle Obama, or else pitching
his own idea.
Yeah, I like him pitching his own idea. Can I hear that again?
That's right. Well, let's see what I got. Here's an idea, Connor. I'm not sure if this is something that people want to see, but maybe it's something you can work with.
Okay, Mr. President, go ahead.
It's a family that's from the Appalachian, and they don't have any money, and they strike oil. They come to Hollywood and they set up shop in a big old mansion.
Mr. President, that sounds a lot like 1960s hit The Beverly Hillbillies.
Oh, fuck me. Michelle, what do you got?
What else you got, Mr. I want to hear another one, Mr. President. Don't get discouraged because you're new to show business. Mr. President, you're new to show business.
That's
You've got this big Netflix. Don't get discouraged, and I'm here to help.
Well, we're also doing some TV.
Okay.
Now, here's an idea.
Okay.
There's millennials. They're kind of young people in their 20s, and they hang out at a coffee shop. And they're friends.
And that's it?
That's it.
Okay, well, that just what you've told me now sounds a lot like the TV show Friends.
Oh, fuck me. Michelle, what do you got?
I want a T-shirt of that. I want to do one of these. Fuck me, Michelle, what do you got? Because Michelle never talks.
No.
I don't do it, Michelle.
Yeah. She's just there rolling her eyes, you know, putting up with. That is, I love that. Can he pitch Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, please?
Well, here's an idea. I don't know if it's going to work, but this is more along for young people.
For kids, you think?
Maybe children.
Okay.
There was sort of a radioactive event near a swamp or a jungle or something. And these turtles, they grow up real big, and they're kind of mutants from the radioactivity. Mm-hmm. And they're kind of like they're sort of in their formative years. You could call them teenagers. And they're turtles. I don't know if it's any good.
Uh-huh.
That's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Mr. President. I think that's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
Oh, fuck me. Michelle, what do you got?
All right.
Fuck me, Michelle, what do I got?
That's it for this episode. If you don't tune in for another one, you're a fool.
We are a fool,
I tell you.
Please come back.
Dana Carvey, this is the most fun I can have in show business right now.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend, with Sonam Ovsesian and Conan O'Brien as himself. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Chris Bannon and Colin Anderson at Earwolf. Special thanks to Jack White for the theme song. Incidental music by Jimmy Vivino. Our supervising producer is Aaron Blair, and the show is engineered by Will Beckton. You can rate and review this show on Apple Podcasts, and you might find your review featured on a future episode. Got a question for Conan? Call the Team Coco hotline at 323-451-2821 and leave a message. It, too, could be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded.
This has been a Team Coco production in association with Earwolf.
Dunkin' Cold Coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' Cold K-Cup Pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.